Ken.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, July the 15th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, how are we starting a new week in the market? We've got the Dow up 5 points. Well, that's green. It's not red, and we're closing in on new all-time highs. We're at 15,469 on the Dow. The S&P 500 right now, up about 40 cents. It's at 1,680. We've got the NASDAQ about even right now, right at 3,600. We've got the 10-year yield down 3 basis points to 2.56%. Gold is up $6.80 to $1,284 per ounce. Oil is down 44 cents per barrel, but 105.51 is the highest price that we've seen in quite some time in oil. I've been watching the ETF that tracks unleaded gasoline, UGA. It's been soaring recently. So on your drive to work, as you check the gas stations and the prices, well, you can invest in UGA, unleaded gasoline, and when those gas prices go up, you can celebrate. You see, I own some of that. Of course, you can also invest in light sweet crude by investing in the exchange-traded fund USO, which tracks oil prices. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. You know, towards the beginning of each week, I like to take a look, step back a bit, and look at the big picture of where we are in the market right now, because that's very, very important. In fact, that's where we begin with the whole investing process, knowing the current temperature of the market, and then working our way down from there into the asset classes and into the sectors, and then we start delving into the individual stocks, because it's pretty doggone hard to maneuver a portfolio higher if the temperature in the market is not favorable. And it's pretty hard to make money in the market if you're in one of the worst asset classes out there. And it's difficult to make money in the market if you're not in the right sectors in the market. But if you're in the right temperature at the right time, and if you're shopping in the right aisles of the market and going down the right sector lanes of the market, you're more likely to find winning stocks in the market. I think that just goes without reason. That's just common sense. You know, these small cap stocks and mid-cap stocks continue to lead the market. In fact, in the newsletter last weekend, I showed the Russell 2000. What's the Russell 2000, you say? Well, we hear about the Dow all the time. You know, you come home, and that's the headline story. The Dow was up 42 points today on Wall Street. But verily do they say, and the Russell 2000, well, the Russell 2000 is the small cap index. Basically, small cap stocks, it changes over time, but right now I would say that a small cap stock is about less than $2.5 billion in market cap, somewhere in there. A mid cap stock is somewhere in the $2.5 to $10 billion market cap range, and a large cap stock is somewhere over $10 billion. And then you get into the mega cap stocks, the big boys, 100 million or more. There's not a lot of those. How is market cap figured out, well, take a look at the price of the shares. Let's just give an example here. Let's take a look at Apple. Apple is a $428 per share. Now you got to know how many shares there are, right? Right. There's 938 million shares of Apple floating around out there. Some of it in the insiders' hands, some of it in the institutions, the mutual funds, banks, etc., and some of it in the hands of individual investors. So if you take those shares, 938 million, which you can look up on Yahoo or on MSN or Google. I look it up on the Daily Graphs, which is now called MarketSmith, I guess. Take those shares, 938 million, and we multiply them by $428 per share. We come up with a stock, a company that is worth $400 billion. In other words, if you wanted to buy all those little pieces of paper, all the shares of Apple, well, just write a check for a cool $400 billion and convince everybody to sell their stock, and you'll be the 100% owner of Apple shares. Market capitalization is actually a very important factor. I think everybody, before they buy a stock, should know where it fits on the market cap ladder. Are you buying a big mega cap stock? They tend to move a little slower. You know, as I watch the ship traffic here on the San Diego Harbor, those aircraft carriers, they're not easy to parallel park. Right across from my office is where they parallel park, and it takes some effort to parallel park an aircraft carrier. It's not like parallel parking a Volkswagen, you know. Large cap stocks tend to move a little bit slower. They have less risk, but they also probably could be said that they have less reward potential. It's not like they're going to double with overnight news like some of these smaller biotechs. They move slower. Large cap stocks tend to do better in markets that are dicey because people feel more comfortable. When the ocean is rough, you feel a lot more comfortable on an aircraft carrier than a small little boat, right? Okay, that just goes without saying. But again, you're not going to get to your destination very fast in mega cap stocks. We'd step down a level, you know, to the large caps. We go down below that to the mid caps, and we go down below that to the small caps. What's the difference between a small cap stock and a mega cap stock? Well, it's like the difference between an aircraft carrier and a little fishing boat. The little fishing boat sometimes doesn't handle the rough seas as well, but at the same time, it's a lot more maneuverable. It can get back into the harbor a lot quicker than a large cap can. A large cap is exposed to the global economy for the most part. A small cap stock can maneuver in and out of the little niches in the economy where the economy is working. So in a tough economy like this that we have right now, does anybody argue with me that this is still a tough economy? This is not a robust economy. Just ask anybody in the discretionary spending side of the economy that depends upon discretionary spending, and they'll tell you people aren't throwing money around like they were about, 6-7 years ago when housing prices were going through the roof. So in a tough economy, you've got to be able to maneuver around into the niches that are still holding up well, okay? You're not as exposed to that global economy. You can maneuver in and out. I had the CEO of Tractor Supply on my show, interviewing him about a couple years ago, and he said when they saw the economy slowing down here in America with the plunge in housing prices, they were able to maneuver their inventory and move towards lower price items. Items that people would want in a tough economy. People started raising their own chickens so they could get fresh eggs. People were growing their own heirloom tomatoes, and on and on and on. In other words, a small cap stock is more maneuverable. For that reason, small cap stocks and mid cap stocks are flourishing right now in today's economy. They tend to be more maneuverable. And if you can find the ones that are maneuvering into niches in our economy, nooks and crannies that are exploding right now, you can do quite well. Now, you don't have to buy individual small cap stocks. There's small cap mutual funds. There's mid cap mutual funds. There's small cap exchange traded funds. There's mid cap exchange traded funds. But there's a caveat. It's domestic stocks that are doing well right now. Don't buy small cap European stocks. No, no, no. Don't buy small cap Chinese stocks or small cap Latin American stocks. It's happening right here in the good old U.S. of A. These are the stocks that are working right now. Let's build on this theme. I'm pointing you in the right direction. We'll continue to zero in. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're taking the temperature of the market here. It changes from time to time, doesn't it? Sometimes the market's red hot. You want to have your foot on the accelerator. Sometimes the market's in a very cautious mode. Just like the Indianapolis 500, when there's a little accident and there's a spill and there's some oil on the track or tire fragments, they slow down and they're cautious. Sometimes it's best not to be in the market at all. Be very, very cautious to be maybe out of the market. Maybe have some hedges on the market, some short positions in the market. Knowing the temperature of the market at any given point in time dictates your entire strategy. Where is the market right now? Well, it's recovered big time. It went through a little bit of a correction on taper talk from the Fed. It went from 1687 down to 1560. That's the S&P 500. That's a correction of 7.5%. That's the sharpest correction that we've had in the market since October of last year. The market looked like it had the possibility of rolling over. That's how a rolling over market begins. It begins with the correction. And for that reason, as we went into a correction, I raised the yellow flag. Oh, this was back in late May. I said, you know what? You don't need to run for cover. You don't need to sell everything. You don't need to crawl into a bear cave. Just be alert right now. And then my newsletter, I was showing pictures of people looking in their rear view mirror, which I'm doing all the time. Who's creeping up on me? Is it Bernanke? Is it consumer confidence? Is it inflation? You know, I want to know who's back there, where the threats are in the market. I felt like, and I still feel like, the biggest threat to the market is the Fed. And when the Fed said, we're going to start tapering, I got very cautious. I sold a few things that were starting to roll over. I sold about 20% somewhere in there. And kept 80% invested because everything else was holding up well. But if any of my stocks started to show a little bit of weakness or started to do the rollover, I took precautionary measures against them. And then what happened next is the market finally caught at 1560. It actually got down to 1550, had a really dicey day back in late June, about 3 weeks ago, and it caught. Right there. It caught. It was well below its 50-day moving average at that point in time. But for whatever reason, I guess the market decided that the Fed was not going to be as hawkish as originally thought. Instead, there was more of a dovish tone to Bernanke's comments going forward. That's really the only thing I can point to that turned the market around. And the market started to turn. Interest rates started to level off finally. In fact, they've come back a little bit. And now the market is right back where we were before the correction. In other words, we've gained back that 7.5% that we lost during the taper talk. And now we're fighting and we're struggling to hit all-time highs once again. We're just about 8 points right now on the S&P 500 below all-time highs. A couple things that we could say about the temperature of the market right now is we are now running into resistance once again. When a market hits a new high, oh, back in late May, roughly 7, 8 weeks ago, and then backs off, you've now formed a new ceiling in the market. That's the ceiling. Market bumped its head, ouch, that hurts. And it started going down, went down 7.5%. Now we're making another charge towards that ceiling, and this time we're going to try to poke our head above that ceiling and visit new highs in the market. Whether or not that happens, nobody knows. Really, all you can do is take it one day at a time. Last week, we made a charge at that all-time high, and we basically hit the previous high, and again, we hit that ceiling. So 1687 is now the new important number on the market because that's where the resistance in the market is right now. And ever since Bernanke become a little more dovish rather than hawkish on interest rates, the market has been in rally mode. I would call the current temperature of the market red hot once again. I put my foot back on the accelerator after letting up on the pedal just a little bit several weeks ago. In the last week, really beginning last Friday, about a week ago, the market just started blasting off again. Now, I see it more in looking at the individual stocks in the market. What did I see in the last 6, 7, 8 trading days? I saw many of the previous leadership stocks in the market blasting off once again and breaking out to new highs. I mean, I saw it across the board. As strong as I've ever seen the leadership stocks in the market. Which brings up the next point. All right, Gunderson, you saw all these breakouts in the market. Was it across the board? Was it all of the sectors? Was it all 3,400 stocks? Absolutely not. It was in the hot areas of the market. This is still a very narrow market. This is not a broad advance that we're seeing right now. Yes, the bull market is now 4 years and 5 months old. But it's not a bull market in everything. China entered into a bear market 7 months ago. Bonds entered into a bear market 10 months ago. Gold entered into a bear market 12, 13 months ago. This is not a broad advance. It's a very narrow advance. This is not a global advance. It's a U.S. stock market advance. In fact, as you look around the world at the other indexes, which I show in my newsletter every week, it's important to note that we're the only market that's working right now. You say, well, that's not good. Yeah, but if you're an investor, doesn't that narrow it down a lot for you? You don't have to worry about covering European stocks in your 401k right now. You don't have to worry about the emerging markets. You don't have to worry about China. Even though one guy after another or gal after another will be paraded on CNBC talking about how these economies are growing much faster. That's true. China's growing by 7.5%. We're only growing by 2%. But our stock market is roaring while the Chinese stock market is hitting new lows. So it narrows down the search. This is good information to have. We know that the market is back red hot once again. But it's not. We talk about the market. When I talk about the market, I'm talking about the U.S. stock market only. Yeah, the emerging markets, you know, they rallied too, but the place to be invested right now is still in the United States. Now, when we come back, let's continue to narrow this down because it can be like shooting fish in a barrel if you know where the fish are, isn't it? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, they're getting ready to play the All-Star game this week, this season. I've seen many of the All-Stars play. I witnessed about five innings of a no-hitter thrown by Tim Lincecum against my Padres. You know what? The fifth inning, I looked at my wife. I said, let's get out of here. He's going to throw a no-hitter. I don't know. I know it's a historic thing. But it's a lot more fun to see a no-hitter thrown against someone else instead of your own team. So we left. We got out of there. And sure enough, we watched that last inning on the TV and watched him close out his no-hitter. But the All-Stars will gather. They're going to have the best, I don't know how many it ends up being, 30 guys on each team, something like that, from amongst all, think of all the kids in Little League and high school and junior college and college, and how many of them end up being major league ball players. I mean, the odds are very slim of you having even though, you know, a lot of fathers, that's their dream to have their son playing center field for the Yankees or the Dodgers or the White Sox or whoever, the Cardinals. The odds are pretty stacked against you of getting that far in the profession. Now you go to the major leagues and you've got, 25 guys on each roster. That's still a lot of rosters. Okay? There's still a lot of players in the major leagues, even though on a relative basis it's a low number. Now what are the odds of making the All-Star team, of being one of the 25 guys that represents your league as one of the best players, the best player at your position? Now you're getting into the elite, the best of the best. Why should your portfolio be any different? Can somebody give me a reason why you should be satisfied with a mediocre portfolio? You know, if you look at your portfolio and you've got 40% bonds and 6% target funds or whatever, you've got a whole bunch of mediocrity in your portfolio. I don't know why anybody would want less than best stocks, best mutual funds, best ETFs at the current time. Now, we talked in the first half of the show about the best areas of the market. The best areas of the market continue to be right here in the United States. That's not always the case. 3-4 years ago, I had most of my clients' money in China, in Brazil, in high yield bonds that had been beaten down, high yield bond funds, etc. The markets are cyclical. Markets change. We're worried about where the markets are now. It doesn't do us a lot of good where they were 3 years ago. That ain't working anymore. You've had to change your strategy along the way. And it just didn't happen overnight. These cycles come and they go. The trick is you want to get into these cycles and be in the right areas of the market at the right point in time. We've determined so far that the temperature of the market is quite good. Once again, after a little bit of a temperature, the market came down with a little bit of a fever. It was called the taper fever was hitting the market, the Bernanke flu. But luckily it was just a short-lived thing, and now the market's back on its feet and it's roaring once again. But as we talked about in the first half of the show, it's not a broad advance. A rising tide in this instance is not raising all boats. China's sinking. Latin America's sinking. The bond market's sinking. Gold continues to be underwater. You have to be in the right areas of the market. The right area of the market right now continues to be domestic stocks, the New York Stock Exchange. If you could pick up the Wall Street Journal and see your stock there, not necessarily because there are Chinese stocks, but for the most part, companies that are headquartered here in the U.S. of A. We talked about the difference between these big mega cap stocks, the IBMs of the world, the General Electrics of the world, the Citigroups of the world. They're lagging the overall market this year. This is a year that favors small and mid cap stocks, and that's not always the case. I remember 2 years ago, I believe it was 2011, the only thing that was working were large cap dividend paying stocks. Trying to find aggressive growth stocks that year was very, very futile. I remember my aggressive growth accounts were down about 9-10% that year. It just wasn't the place to be. Even though there were many false starts and many times when it looked like they were finally going to take off, every rally was met by a fizzle. And right now, it's just the opposite. This year, it's a market that favors small cap and mid cap companies. I rank those asset classes every single day in the market using my app, Best Stocks Now. I rank the asset classes based on their short term, their intermediate term, and their long term performance. My app, my system, has been telling me now for well over a year that the leading asset classes continue to be small and mid-cap domestic stocks. Last week, as of last Friday, out of 45 asset classes that you have to choose from with your money, here's the menu, here's the palette of colors you have to choose from, here's the leaders. Number one, small-cap dividend. It's been up there forever. Number two, small-cap value. Been up there forever. Number three, master limited partnerships that are oil, linked to oil. Well, oil's $105 per barrel, and these stocks, these partnerships pay big dividends. That's number three. Number four out of 45, small cap growth. Gee, three out of the top four are small cap related. Number five, micro cap growth. You can buy microcap funds. You can buy microcap indexes. In fact, the one I'm quoting here is IWC. It's the microcap index. These are companies under 250,000 in market cap. Number six, mid-cap growth. Number seven, mid-cap value. Number eight, large cap dividend. Number nine, NASDAQ. What do all of those top asset classes have in common? Number one, they're domestic, United States of America. Number two, they're equities, they're stocks. The top 45, the 45 asset classes that I track include bonds, include precious metals, include inverse markets, include high yield bonds, include mortgage REITs. I mean, the whole gamut. Eight out of eight are equity related and domestic. Does that help you in your search? Does that help you? Yes, considerably it helped you. If you're being stubborn and you continue to be short the market, that's been the worst asset class now for a long, long time. If you're being stubborn and continue to make the case for gold, that's the second worst asset class, and it has been for a long, long time. If you think cash is the place to be right now, that's the third worst asset class. If you think the emerging markets are the place to be, that's the fourth worst asset class. If you think the mortgage REITs, the agencies and the Annaly Capitals of the world are the place to be, you're shopping in the wrong aisle of the market. Now, will at some point in the future they be leaders once again? More than likely. Every dog has its day. The market is cyclical. Market goes round and round in circles, kind of like a merry-go-round or a Ferris. Think of a Ferris wheel. That's a more important thing, a Ferris wheel. You want to be at the top of the world in the investing world, looking down at all of the laggards. If you're in small-cap domestic, mid-cap domestic, individual companies headquartered right here in the U.S., you're looking down at the poor suckers on the bottom who refuse to take a look at reality. You know, this is what's happening in the market right now. It's your choice. You can be at the bottom of the Ferris wheel. You could be at the top of the Ferris wheel. I'm just pointing it out to you where the top is. Whether you want to use that information or not, it's up to you. Now, we're going to take it one step further, okay? Up near the top of the Ferris wheel, there are several different colors of cars to be in. They're called sectors of the market. What are the best sectors of the market? Has there been any change at the top? We want to be in the best. We want to be at the very pinnacle of the market. We want to be in the best sectors now also. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter. Give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we keep zeroing in. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of watching a hunting dog work. I used to watch a hunting dog work in a field of alfalfa, trying to zero in on those big pheasants that like to hide underneath those alfalfa branches. A dog will begin with this big circle, 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 little tail wagging. And then he keeps narrowing in and narrowing in till finally he right next to that pheasant. And he raises his little paw and he comes to a point. That's how they get the name pointer. And eventually the pheasant, he's sweating, nervous. All of a sudden he goes, ah, and breaks out of there, flying out of there. And the stock market's kind of the same thing. We're bird dogging the market here. We're circling. We circle. We circle. We circle. We looked at China. We looked at Mexico. We looked at Brazil. We looked at mega caps. We looked at bonds. We looked at gold. We looked at silver. We looked at commodities. We've zeroed in here tremendously. We're right in a little tight circle called small mid-cap domestic stocks. Not bonds, not precious metals, not commodities. The action continues to be in stocks. And if you are stubbornly standing on the sidelines saying, I don't believe in this market, I think it's a phony market, I think it's being propped up. Well, you know what? It's hitting new highs. Why not make money from that? What do you care why it's going up? Well, you say because eventually it's going to, well, you get, you know what? That's why you have to manage your account. You have to make hay while the sun shines. If you've got a 401k at work, that is important. Have you ever done the math? Let's just say, for instance, you got 250k in your 401k right now. You know how much you're putting in every year, all right? So carry that out over the next 5 years or 10 years. Now add in growth every year. If you average 2 or 3%, you're not going to retire with a lot of money in your 401k. If you average 4 or 5%, you're going to do a little bit better, but that's very mediocre returns. If you flow with the market and you go where the market action is with the funds that are available to you and you choose amongst those mutual funds, if you're sitting in your 401k right now with big exposure to Europe, like say you got the Euro-Pacific Fund, or if you're sitting with big exposure to natural resources, or if you're sitting there with big exposure to the bond market, your portfolio's not growing. In fact, it's shrinking. You have to make changes. Somebody's got to manage that portfolio along the way and keep you in the right areas of the market. And you have to avoid those big hits that come along from time to time. And, you know, I mean, that's the whole purpose of my show, the app, the newsletter, is to keep you in the right areas of the market. You could disagree with me if you want, but, you know, you're disagreeing with facts. These are facts I'm laying out there on the table. You're the jury. I agree. You're the jury. You have to decide for yourself whether... these facts are enough to help you be invested in the right areas or not. Or if you disagree and you want to be a contrarian, fine. You know, your portfolio is going to suffer then. Now, let's get back into the market. Let's continue to zero in. Now we get into the sectors of the market. I'm going to be a broken record. I'm sorry, but I'm going to be a broken record again this week. It's still the pharmaceutical stocks. The drug stocks that are leading the way, number one. Number two, the biotech sector. Number three, it's the internet index. All of a sudden, the NASDAQ has woken up and technology stocks are breaking out all over the place. This is a new occurrence, a new phenomenon. I'd be careful with this one, though, because tech stocks are a very fleeting thing. They come in and out of favor very, very quickly. But suffice it to say that number three right now is the internet index. That's your Googles of the world, companies like that, Yahoo. Number four is the retail sector. Consumer and retail stocks have been at or near the top for well over a year. Number six is aerospace. Number seven is the healthcare providers. For the umpteenth week, these are the leading sectors in the market. Now, if you continue to fight the trend and continue to stubbornly hold on to your gold miners, to your emerging markets, to your utilities, to your basic materials, to your infrastructure, to your agricultural commodity stocks, you're in the wrong sectors in the market. It's just as simple as that. They continue to lag the market. And you say, well, Bill, don't they have more upside potential at this point because I'm buying at or near the bottom? I don't believe in buying at or near the bottom. You're buying downtrends. Just take a look at GDX. That's the gold miners sector. Take a look at that chart. Tell me why you would want to buy GDX. By contrast, look at IBB. That's the biotechs. Here you have complete opposites, complete divergences. You've got one hitting new lows and one hitting new highs. I've proven to myself, I've convinced myself over time, you're way better off buying into strength as opposed to buying into weakness. You can look at the results for yourself. I publish my newsletter every single week. In fact, this whole show, I've been reading excerpts from my newsletter. My aggressive model portfolio is now up 24.1% year to date. It continues to be focused in small cap domestic stocks, mostly from healthcare, retail, biotech, pharmaceuticals. My income account. What are bonds down 8, 9, 10% so far this year? My income account is up 12.9%. It's up to you. You can continue to fight the tape, fight the trend, be stubborn and be in the wrong areas of the market, or you can finally get on board and say, you know what, I need to change the way I'm investing here. What I'm doing is not right. It's not working. I need to know where the temperature of the market is. I need to know where the right asset classes are. I need to know where the right sectors are. I need to know where the right stocks are, and I need to stay out of the bad neighborhoods. You can get my newsletter, publish it every weekend, pwstreet.com. You can also reach us here at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.